Welcome, everybody, to Ball and Idols, Lawrence.com's Kaw Valley Kickball Podcast, and oh my god, you guys, the final, the very last edition of Ball and Idols. Yep. The season's wrapped up, the championship is in the can. please forgive me if I get a bit misty during the recording.
It's number 13, isn't it? No, number 14.
I believe it's, I think it's 15. I might be 15? 15 because we did a preseason.
Preseason,
podcast,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll start. Okay, good point. Yeah.
But oh, where are my 15. Manners before we begin? Joining us this week, as always, Jason Cougar Huang, and returning one of our very frequent and most favorite guests at Ball and Idols, Aaron Airbear Adams. And also this week, new to the podcast, representatives of Kaw Valley Kickball's champions, the Pita Pit team. Paul Peach and Court Rolfingsmeyer?
You got it.
we haven't quite settled on nicknames for these two yet. As the podcast progresses, maybe something will come up. But yeah, congratulations, guys, on being the Uruk High kickball players. you're lords of the ball.
You try, you know.
Well, yeah, we did preview last week's this week's championship game. It has come and gone, and oh, what an evening of kickball it was. We had the less awesome bracket followed by the awesome bracket,
right?
I was there for both, but remember very little about the awesome game, your guys' game, because I began drinking at around 4 that day.
So did we.
What would you like to say, Jason?
Well, I'll do a quick review of what happened out there.
Let's reffing and received quite a bit of abuse from the
crowd. Definitely in the championship game. We'll get to that. To the less awesome bracket, losers, well, I'm going by Chris, the Raven Evervee, so I'm trying to do that. In one semifinal, it was Milton's over Weavers by a score of 11-1, so they moved on. And another one, a very close, tight ball game involved my team. Unfortunately, they lost to Replay Lounge 11-9. And
they only lost because you weren't even there to support
the
team.
Oh, jeez.
You weren't even at the
no,
game
I wasn't there. But ankle is still not very good, so I couldn't.
You weren't even there to watch them?
He wasn't even there to cheer for him.
No, I wasn't there to watch them.
He was there to watch us.
I was there to watch you guys, yeah. What'd you say?
Worst teammate ever.
True. You're like guilty. Their spirit animal. They actually draw power from you. You're their totem.
Yeah, next season, it should be the West Coast Cougars.
West Coast. Wait, what do you call a pack of cougars? A clutch? A murder.
No, that's crows.
I know.
That's more like a raven's.
But isn't that awesome?
The problem is like the cougars are normally solitary creatures.
So they don't roam in groups.
They don't roam in groups, no.
they cougars are lone cat.
Yeah.
We'll just call it a roam.
He's out there on
cougars.
The prowl looking for prey.
Looking for prey. Or mate or someone to kill, you know.
Or just going to Arby's.
Oh, going to Arby's?
Yeah.
Arby's? What'd you say?
A pulse.
Say, why are you looking for a mate and someone to kill? We're going to have to change you from cougar to the praying mantis.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
But what if he's looking to kill something and then have sex with it?
Oh,
but it won't be struggling that way.
Is there an animal in the Gale King that does that?
I hope the deadliest prey of all, man.
To catch a predator, do they do that?
God,
generally those guys don't care if it's warm or cold.
So kickball happened this weekend.
Yeah, yes, it sure did.
The championship game for the less awesome bracket. Final score was 8-7. Milton's now replay had an 7-2. Top of the ninth, but because of errors there by replay, some clutch kicks, particularly by Dan Song, fellow Asian Pacific Islander. There's only three in the quarter of us.
A quarter.
Well, a quarter being Janelle from First Blood. She's a quarter Japanese. So
really,
yeah, I heard asked. So
It's good to see that your Asian dar is so well tuned.
But yeah, so they came back and got the winning run on a. a infield single, and the runner was safe, and they got the final run, 8-7. Came back from five runs down, got six at the bottom of the ninth.
Well, for anybody who watched that game, you saw that towards the end of the game, they started shifting up their infield with their outfield.
Yeah.
There was a ref discussion about the switching of positions. What was that all about?
I think that what happened was that they tried to, in the middle of the game, like substitute someone from the dugout onto the outfield. And
You can't do that unless there's an injury.
That's true. And they tried to pull out a fast one, but they could not do that. So they go back to the original lineup, and unfortunately it didn't pay off at the end as far as not being allowed to change up their defensive substitutions.
So this makes the Replay Rowdies the only team to lose three games in a tournament?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Well, that's something.
Which is odd because, like,
Paul Guinness.
Does that mean they get the golden mustache anyways?
Yeah, I will give the Replay credit. That's Less Awesome Championship game. Basically, the gunning for the title of least worst. that was a hell of a game, I have to admit. Yeah. However, Replay pretty much imploded during the second half. Yeah. They had what, like a 4-0?
5-0 lead.
Yes, going to what, like the seventh inning, and then everything just...
Exactly. So they got two runs in the seventh inning, I believe. So talk about Milton's. And then they got the six runs to get a championship. So, but for Replay, that's very improbable. They lost both games, and they got through by forfeit by Screamers. Yeah.
I have a feeling that Milton's is Gavin's new favorite team of all time.
Is it? No. Oh, the golden mustache?
Well, not only the golden mustache, but they had a very nude man run out on
the field. They did have a very nude guy. You'd expect that sort of behavior from Replay, but the guy that came out of the Milton's dugout... we saw his dugout.
Needs to do a little manscaping, I'd say.
And it said eat at Milton's on throughout.
Did it say eat at Milton's on his ass?
It did say eat at Milton's.
At least he didn't have an arrow pointing down.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say that I was unappetized by that, and I do not think I will be eating at Milton's due to the nature.
Oh, but I hear their tossed salad is just delicious.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, it, for those who weren't there, I have to say... Troy, I believe, in the last podcast requested that we sort of double down on the nudity and the fireworks for the championship evening.
Yeah.
No fireworks, weirdly enough.
No fireworks.
None at all, which is kind of disappointing, but the nudity was spectacular. Like, yeah. It was just, like, so in your face.
Yeah, sure.
In the past, probably the same guy, I'm not even sure. But, you know, like, the streaker always just ran through the outfield. And, like, it was sort of just, like, this distant thing, like, out on the horizon, like a glorious sunset. don't look directly at it. You'll go blind. But this time, the guy who did strip down, just sort of strolled out completely buck-ass naked from the Milton's dugout. I think he hugged the first baseman.
Cougar went after him after a minute. Were you going to kick him off the field?
If he was there for two more seconds, I honestly would have branded him with my metal cleats, right? Wherever.
He was there kind of long.
Yeah, he was.
Well,
I was like, get out.
He started doing toe touches with his
He did.
Ass
I seen the toe touches. I was like, I had enough. I was like, you know, like, get out of here. And I was going to. My metal cleats were on, so, you know.
You were wearing your cleats even though you didn't play.
Yes. I need it for positioning as far as the...
You need to wear your cleats when you ref?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do. I always do.
Yeah. And it should be noted that there were plenty of children in the stands at the time.
Indeed. Was there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Front row, even.
That's all right. Like, anybody who brings their child to Cal Valley Kickball should know what they're getting into beforehand.
Scarred for life.
So congratulations to Milton's. But, hey, let's go to the more important... bracket, the most more awesome bracket, what do you
most
even call
awesome
it?
Bracket.
Most
awesome
bracket. Bracket. So less awesome, most awesome. Uh-huh, that works. One semifinal, it was Peter Pitt taking out East Siders by a score of 6-4. And gentlemen, would you like to comment on how the game went?
Yes, Paul and Court as representatives
Please speak.
The champion Peter Pitt team. What was going through your heads?
I wasn't there, so I'll let Peach take
it. Oh, that's right. He was coming back from Mississippi, right?
I had to work and come back from Mississippi, and Robert and all those guys wouldn't push the game back for us.
Yep.
Thanks, guys, but...
So, but Paul, the floor is yours. What happened?
It was a great game. They came out strong. It was basically a defensive battle.
Yeah.
they made some really good plays. They made some good kicks. We made some really good plays. I don't know, just kind of a seesaw battle. It just really came down the last inning. We just kind of came out on top.
Now, what I understand it was that East Siders had a 2-0 lead in the first inning, and then you guys got 3 runs in the bottom of the second, I believe, and then you guys tacked on some more runs, and for the most part, kept them at arm's length. And you guys, you know, your defense, you know, buckled down, excuse me, and disallowed East Siders getting momentum, get base runners on.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous, and I mean, they were battling with us.
Yeah.
Now we had the hammer at the end, right. So if we wouldn't have that.
Sure.
It could have been.
Bring the hammer down.
Well, I mean, like the hammer, you know, you get the bottom of the inning.
Sure.
That was Tom DeLay's nickname back before he was a disgraced congressman from Texas. Now. Dancing with the Stars participant.
Is he?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom DeLay is a contestant on Dancing with the Stars this season.
Is he really?
Yes. The former indicted congressman from Texas.
So wait a second. They allowed Tom DeLay, but they didn't allow Lou Ferrigno, the former actor from the Hulk TV show?
Lou Ferrigno is also Mr. Universe.
Yes, he was.
Why did they deny Lou Ferrigno?
I don't know.
Because he's amazing.
I imagine they were probably just concerned that
he would
like,
smash everyone.
The first sort of like lift he would have done with his partner, he would have just thrown them through the roof.
Well, he does get angry.
You wouldn't like
now
him
when
he's angry.
Now he's angry, no. But, so one play I saw that, you know, a little bit of controversy is the runs on first and second, and a line drive going to Tyler. He, quote, dropped it, and then he got Jeremy from East Siders, who ran on second, out with a tag out. So something like it's a good play. You know what? The infield fly rule is not there, and there's a good reason why. Because
I think Tyler missed that ball. He said, "I think he missed it. He tried to catch it, but it bounced right out of his chest."
I don't think he missed it. If he would have made that catch, he could have possibly doubled up Jeremy at second base. So and you could either intentionally drop it, which some people might do, or others who would try. Who kicked it? That's a good question. Was it Chris? Chris Marshall? It might have been Chris Marshall. I mean, don't quote me on this.
It
was a good kick, but you know, it just deflected. Did you know Aaron?
Okay. No idea. I don't
you remember that play?
Name. Yeah, I just don't know the names of everybody.
Oh, okay, yeah. That one guy?
The guy for the team that kicks the ball with his foot. That guy.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
I mean, how often do you see somebody take a line driver and then just pounces right off their chest?
It sure, sure.
But if it was popped up in the air and either.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it was just kind of.
I remember there's some disputes about that. I'm like, you know what? Infield fly rule is not rule. That's the rule. Live with it. Blah, blah, blah. Aaron, is there anything to add about this game you saw? No?
No, it was a great game to watch. It was probably my favorite game of the night because it was like tense and like, oh my god, what's gonna happen?
And the funny thing was that for a Pita Pit is last time they were undefeated in the regular season was 2 seasons ago. Unfortunately for them, I know you don't want to revisit this court, they lost this the loss in the postseason with the semifinals to East Siders. Well, back then they were Milton's. And last loss you had 2 years ago when you were undefeated was the East Siders, unfortunately the semifinals. I'm sure court didn't really want to. That was not a good day that day. But, hey, this time you prevail over East Siders. So.
Yeah, we got him back. I mean, we owed him one from that game. It was kind of, I don't know, Aaron? BS. How that game
total
did.
BS. But
I've been talking about how BS that game was for 3 years now.
Yeah, me too. So, but, hey, you guys got past them, and you moved on to the KVKL Finals. And who they faced? It was First Blood.
Let's not forget about First Blood playing Love Garden earlier.
Love Garden, I was going to say, First Blood being Love Garden by a score of 4-3.
Wow.
And First Blood, you know, they struggled. They didn't get a run till the bottom of the seventh. They were down 3-0. And they got, what was it, 3 runs at the bottom of the seventh. And then they finally got a walk-off home run at the bottom of the ninth by Jared because they're the right fielder for Love Garden. A ball kicked his way, and he turned towards center field where the ball actually was turned went the other way towards foul pole. So he turned left, we should turn right. And
the
went
wind
over him.
Caught that ball, and I don't think anybody
and that's
really
what Ted
got
Kennedy
it.
Said at Chappaquiddick.
Oh no.
Too soon. Dang.
No, that Jared's kick was just amazing. That ball went so ridiculously high. I'm surprised that the outfielder wasn't able to get underneath it, but it went so far that
it went pretty far too.
And the wind kind of made it
bending to the right too. And he just can't follow it because ball physics just really took over.
The wind really did grab a hold of it.
It did, yeah.
Got psyched out, but it was a great game.
Speaking of ball physics, I want to backtrack to the newt guy. Because this is one of those examples where, like, you have to preface the statement with, "Well, it was pretty cold out."
If you only have video camera.
First of all, I salute that guy for the virtual balls that it took to do that. Mm-hmm. However, it did get kind of chilly that night. Yeah. So I don't believe he had any actual balls at the moment when he strolled out on the field. It seemed like, so far as physics you're talking about, there was no movement there. It almost like a turtle retracting into the shell.
Sure, yeah.
It was really impressive. Like, even though he's basically doing jumping jacks, movement whatsoever.
No, that has to go along with, I said manscaping earlier. It really was 70s porn bush down there.
Really?
Okay. I can't look away from that kind of shit. I don't know why. But me and my friends were all sitting there. I had some friends from California out watching, and they were like, "Is everybody in Kansas like that? That is nasty."
I love that reaction. And I've noticed that about people from California. Everybody in California waxes.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. I think it's – I don't know if you've ever driven to California.
I think they wish they were from Brazil.
Well, the thing is, I think Schwarzenegger's actually instituted a new law where, like, when you're driving into California, they do, like, a produce check and at a checkpoint before you enter the state. They also have a waxing checkpoint before you enter the state.
Thank goodness they do to me.
Yeah, and that,
did you pass?
I did not. Yeah, actually, that wildfire right now, that's part of Schwarzenegger's new manscaping program. He's manscaping the entire state of California. Slash and burn on California's pubes.
No, it's not that I'm not truly interested to see, but with the mustache you have going on, I'm wondering... What downstairs?
Oh,
matches?
Oh! Actually, yes. The
Do you have the
curtains,
handlebar pubic
the curtains
mustache?
Match the drapes, so to speak. The curtains match the carpet. Yes. The curtains match the curtains.
Very good.
Okay, so Love Garden, First Blood, kickball game happened.
4-3. Yep. They got the final, and First Blood survived. After being this funk for the past 4 days.
This is just something that came up in my viewing. What is the history of First Blood? What former teams are they made
that,
of?
That used to be Sun Creations last year.
Okay.
And the year before that, Jared and Janelle played for the Red Lion, and Vaughn played for someone
Bottleneck.
Else. Bottleneck.
Yeah.
So
it's CJ and Brandon.
So it's a bunch of people who play soccer together for the Kansas soccer stuff. They're always going to the Sunflower soccer games and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Okay. And so they've gotten together and made a kick-ass kickball.
As I called last year, called a super group they were trying to form.
They're like the Tinted Windows, you guys, with Taylor Hanson of Hanson,
uh-huh.
James E. Haw of the Smashing Pumpkins, that one old guy from Cheap Trick.
Are you being serious? Are you making this up?
No, it's an actual band. It's called Tinted Windows.
Oh,
I saw them in Chicago, as a matter of fact.
Are you serious?
It was a free concert. They had like an outdoor festival, and I happened to be walking by.
It would only be better if Ted Nugent was there.
Oh, damn Yankees.
Supergroups.
Yep, yeah. Supergroups.
How to segue from that?
There's no segue for that. That's a cul-de-sac of doom.
There is. Rematch of last year's Cough Valley Kickball Championship game, PA Pitt and First Blood. But this time, it was PA Pitt that was the home team. And gentlemen, would you like to care to talk about the game? And this time, Court was there for the game there. So
yeah, I was able to make that one. I don't know. We had a couple of bad innings where people made errors. Maybe our first baseman, but it happens. Scored a few runs, but, I mean, it was a tight match throughout, and I'm just, like Paul said, I'm glad we had the hammer, so we, you know, come back in the ninth innings. That's what probably was going to happen, but we got those last three outs, and
yeah,
ball game.
Paul?
Yeah, it was a tight game. I made an error in right field that led, a couple runs score.
Did you?
Remember that Cougar?
Oh, I do remember that.
What do you mean? You know, that was a pretty important error I dropped.
No, I remember because it was a ball to go in the right field. It was a tough catch. We should have had seen you all season.
I was getting really nervous. I felt the momentum swing.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like stands going nuts. I felt like a foot tall. Man, it was tough.
I think the biggest difference this year was that last year everyone was really rooting for Peter Pitt to win, and this year everyone was really rooting for First Blood to win.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys that. You guys have now been sort of recast as the villains of the season, like kind of like in professional wrestling, you know? Like there's always got to be some like cocky guy who like everybody boos but still wins anyway.
Tyler.
Oh.
That is Tyler.
Oh, speaking of Tyler.
Everybody hates us.
I don't think
we won back to back.
Well, I don't think we hated you last year. Last year, I thought the villain title was kind of disappearing, but I guess I didn't know it came back. Did it? Oh, speaking of Tyler, this is funny.
Yeah, who's the guy that mooned the crowd?
That was the replay game. Replay.
That was replay. Yeah. Okay, so there was a lot of nudity.
Oh yeah, sure. Game. But real quick, the Tyler, the second at bat that he took, seven straight pitches. Seven straight pitches and they were booing. He always does this where he takes at least four or five pitches, and they were booing. I believe the fifth
and
or sixth pitch,
and he off the crowd.
No, he didn't. He thought that he basically put his hands up in the air and then riled up the crowd and asked them to get louder.
I was on my ninth beer at that point.
Gavin's just trying to make the hatred worse.
Well, yeah, I say this every week. I try to gin up the controversy in Cobb Valley Kickball.
Raise the beef level.
Raise
the beef.
So, and the funny thing was that when they all booed him, is that for Tyler, it's like it was his girlfriend's in the stands. So it was like, so I don't know. It's kind of funny that she saw that, but I don't know. So he loves that. He loves that? No, I figured that he'd be like, I figured he'd be the more tame. I'm like, okay, girlfriend, what are you doing? But well, that's true. Okay. So, but no, I think it's great. Like Tyler like, riled up the crowd and basically relished it and just kept going on and so forth.
It was a little Maximus, are you not entertained moment.
That is right. That is the case. Yeah. So, that went on. And also, I was in the eighth inning with Darren, is that they were yelling, First Blood, First Blood, First Blood, which was weird. And then I don't know if it's because they were First Blood or Darren was there knowing he's a commissioner, and they kept on chanting on and on.
Well, people love the underdog, and they had to have been considered the underdog in that match. So
I'll tell you what, Darren made that crucial catch in the corner on right field.
Did he?
He
made that catch. Come on.
What about the one where he face planted in outfield and lost his glasses?
Oh yeah.
And since he lost his glasses, he couldn't see, so he had no idea where they
were. One was a sliding catch. What was the ninth inning? Eighth inning. Eighth inning. That was eighth inning. Another one where it was a shallow ball that went to right field. And one of your girls, like, tried to go after it, but she fell down. Was it Jackie? Fell down, and he came to the rescue and bobbled it, but
Darren saved us all playoffs. Yeah. He was our MVP, I say.
So, I was like...
Are you just doing that to get special treatment from the commissioner?
No, we don't need that. He's a hell of a player.
No, he's really good, and... He's been doing this for years. He's has now fourth championship, two with Love Garden, two with you guys. Even though he's at the ripe age of 24, well, he's 24, but he has all the intangibles any kickball player could ever want or need to just be a very good player and let alone be a champion. Effects actor, yeah.
Is he the gold standard of kickball?
Is he the gold standard of kickball? I guess I say so. Yeah, sure.
I do have a question about that game. Seventh inning stretch went a little awry.
Oh yes, that.
Yeah, the crowd was rowdy on Sunday.
Aaron, what cares to say?
We sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the seventh inning stretch in baseball. Yes, no, don't they do some of their song in baseball now?
Yep, they do.
So we do Take Me Out to the Ball Game for kickball, but it seems like you enjoy that song more than anyone I've ever met. We sang it at the seventh inning stretch for the Less Awesome bracket, and then you wanted to sing it again. And I don't know whose idea it was to start singing Happy
Josh
Birthday.
Josh Hunt from Sacred Sword.
If you're going to pick a song that everybody knows and you've already done Take Me Out to the Ball Game, why not Happy Birthday?
Ah, yes.
Although I can attest, there was sort of a competing factional element to the singing. A big chunk of the crowd was singing Happy Birthday, but on my side of the bleachers, the first base side, people were trying to drown them out with Take Me Out to the Ball Game,
and they failed.
Yes, and it turned very much into one of those town hall meetings over healthcare reform where you just have these two sides just trying to drown each other out. This is a democracy, people. But it only works if we respect one another.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So next year we're going to have to get you a big megaphone so you can sing the national anthem before the game.
Before the game?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go and make us sing songs all game long, we'll get you a karaoke machine. And you'll sing all the songs.
Do we really got to relive an Asian stereotype? Hey, Asian karaoke. Hey,
I'm Irish and I love karaoke. Karaoke is not
That's one thing, but
I'm
Asian
German and I love karaoke.
Karaoke.
And again,
Asian
being German,
karaoke.
I love getting up in front of crowds and manipulating them.
Cricket.
Is there anything else we want to add as sort of a bow on the season of 2009 Cobb Valley Kickball?
Well, let me just reiterate to see what these guys have accomplished. That is at Pita Pit, real quick. They're the only team that have gone consecutive years, won the KVKL title, or in slang call it back-to-back. I believe it's the most wins in a season. It was 14. The only one to go undefeated the regular in the postseason since, I believe, 2003 with Waddle Neck, which is Wall Restaurant and Ball Neck Bar.
Yeah, there was probably – how many teams were there back then?
About 12, 16. I mean, this is a guesstimation. Don't quote me on this. And the only team all season long to allow every opponent in single digits in runs. So, it was also West Coast, but they allowed 12 to Astrocadia and 11 to replay the past two.
Overall winning streak.
Overall winning streak, you guys? Oh, geez.
20.
I remember, I don't know how, it's probably up there 20. I think the last loss you had was against, who was it? I guess Eastsiders?
Seventh or eighth week.
Yeah, Eastsiders. Oh, something like that. Yeah,
and
so.
They won the playoffs. And
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, your winning streak is not as long as Lady Lump's losing streak. Yeah, that's bad.
They can keep it, though,
as our numbers.
You have to make sure that you don't get your winning streak taken away from you with the people taking tests for you, and make sure you keep your kids off the
juice. Pull a Memphis, guys.
Don't pull a Memphis. Don't do it.
We're all legit.
Okay.
Don't get caught with a bong in the off season at a South Carolina party either.
Well, I'm just happy to say that Cougars' talk of history and all that last week didn't jinx you.
And I picked against you guys. I thought history would be too much, but it's history, man.
They've earned the right to rub their nose in it.
They earned the right to rub their nose in it per se. So, and you know,
Cougar, you did buy drinks after the game.
I did. Oh yeah, I forgot the Paul Peach one. Sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, Yeah.
Well, Cougar, what we got in store for next year?
Well, we. So for you guys.
Where are you
in
the place?
What's that? Preseason rankings already.
Yeah, it's never too early.
We got to talk about that. We're already early to preview. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna keep doing this podcast every week.
Let me ask you. So
next June.
So,
yes.
Are you guys already thinking about three-peats already, or? Well,
yeah, give
us a touch. Oh, yeah?
Why not?
If
we're going to play, we might as well win it again.
Sure. Yeah, when's the draft?
The draft.
There should be a draft. That would be awesome.
Oh, you know what? I know something that we can discuss as of right now is the kickball after party. That's a slash fundraiser for
On the 13th.
Speaking of the healthcare
debate. Is that a Sunday?
That it's the 13th. It's 2 weeks. It's a Sunday, I believe. Yeah.
A Sunday,
$5
yeah.
at Liberty Hall. Mm-hmm. Proceeds.
Yeah, well, today's the 1st of September, so yes.
Yes, but this will not be posted until...
Last year was on a Friday, too, so yeah.
Well, I was told the 13th at the game of the week, so I'm believing.
So, 13th sounds right. If that information is different, I'll post it.
It'll be on the website, CobbValleyKickball.com. Just stay on the website, get more details.
Yeah, Liberty Hall, there's going to be DJs, beer pong, dancing.
Sure.
Should be a good time. And again, it goes to the health care of the poor saps who got injured playing Cobb Valley Kickball, specifically that
Andrew from
one poor sap. Who
Andrew
had
from
really
Girls with Low Self Esteem.
Injury.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing that I would like the commission to think about next year, I'm going to bring this up on this now, is possibly getting kickball insurance, and it can be each player can choose whether they want to put money towards it, because all of the Parks and Rec leagues have insurance that each player can specifically buy if they want to.
Okay.
And I don't think that it would be that hard to set up so that the kickball league had some kind of minor insurance. We should look into it.
You did say that in the past, and I think that's a worthy cause.
Very smart idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
how much does the other league?
Well, I know that in the soccer league, in the soccer clubs, it's like $70 to play. And that's per player. That's how much it costs to play in the league. I don't know what it would be per team, if it would be a team thing we could do. But that $70 includes uniform, I believe, like keeping the fields nice, and insurance for each player. So it is kind of expensive out there, but I think that we could work around that. It just depends on what, 30 teams, 10 people per team. That's 300 people.
Uh-huh.
That's, I mean, we need to look into it.
Yeah.
It's like Kent Conrad's co-op idea to replace the public option in healthcare. I'm sorry.
We can have our own kickball healthcare option and show the government what they're doing wrong.
This will be one of those incubators.
Incubators.
Yeah. Obama's watching this. He's watching this.
Incubators. Wow. It feels like third grade all over again.
It's like a test market. It's like a test market, kind of like what KFC is doing in Omaha right now at the Double Down.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, and everybody thinks that it's a joke. It is not. I was up in Lincoln, Nebraska last weekend. They're running, KFC is running commercials for this thing in that market. And for those of you who aren't aware of what the Double Down is, it is two fried chicken breasts, sandwiching cheese, bacon, and some sort of disgusting looking mayonnaise sauce.
So it's a failure sandwich.
Yeah, it's like a failure pile, which KFC is already known for. Patton Oswalt, I think,
coined that
term. They've
got the failure bowl.
Failure bowl, which, yeah.
Which is like gravy and
mashed potatoes, yes, and corn,
and chicken, and
it's a bucket of diabetes.
Bucket.
Right. It's a bucket of
so
diabetes.
So now they're making a failure sandwich.
Yeah, no, it's a failure sandwich. Although you could actually just put a positive spin on that and say it's Atkins friendly.
Ah,
they're replacing the bread with more meat.
With more meat, yeah. It is that, yeah. I'll try it.
Oh, I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong. I've had fried Twinkies before. I don't care.
Those are good, aren't they?
They are good.
They are delicious.
I like fried Snickers better.
I've always tried fried Snickers.
You ever had fried Coke? Not cocaine, but like Coca-Cola.
Fried Coke.
Try snorting fried cocaine.
Isn't fried what you
it's basically like trying to snort a basket full of those Long John Silver's crunchies.
I love those things. The crispies.
Oh, yeah, you can order those independently.
Are. Yeah.
So yeah, for all of those Cobb Valley kickball players out there cross training in the off season, giving you some ideas.
This is where you go to get your cholesterol load.
Yes.
How many of the kickball players listening, I'm wondering, are going to be joining dodgeball? There was something about dodgeball.
Yeah.
Yeah, dodgeball. Yep.
They're having a
dodgeball. Yeah. Who knows? Ball and Idols might be resurrected.
Oh, dear.
Cobb Valley Dodgeball League
It'll
podcast.
It'll have to be called Balls in Your Face, though.
Balls in Your Face.
Hot balls.
So...
Well, I think unless anybody else has any loose ends that they'd like to tie up regarding this season of Cobb Valley Kickball.
Anyway. I just credit to Phil Mitchell and who else on the commission? Curtis and Andrea, Dina, Nick,
Darren,
of course, the commissioner. Just a great job of making this season as it is, and with everything's great, the losers bracket, the scheduling, the flex scheduling, that's all been – it's the best season, you know, by far, you know, as of now for the past 8 years of existence. And I'm going to thank all the previous guests of Ball and Idols, if I recall. There's Jackie, there's Andrea, there's Curtis, there's Darren, Chris.
CJ.
Troy, Adrian. Do you remember those from the first podcast or more, were they?
No, I think he covered it.
They covered them all. And, of course, Aaron, you're the best co-host I could ever ask for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I could, I don't know what I could do.
Yeah,
you know.
That's true.
You guys being here, congratulations for a great season, your accomplishments, and best wishes to you guys.
Yeah, we want to thank all the fans for everybody coming out and
so basically
not supporting
me.
Us.
Thank you, not supporting us.
Still supporting Cobb Valley. We appreciate it.
Yeah, the three people what?
Said the three people.
Oh, three people. God.
Hey, guys. It's lonely at the top. It is lonely at the top.
Yeah.
It's
so, and of course, finally to you, Gavin, you know, all these weeks, just make this happen, you know, tolerating with me and just whatever, and just putting your own twist, being yourself, trying not to fall asleep with your beefs And with every almost every team, ask about Mad Creek if they have a team and so forth. It's been awesome. I thank you and appreciate. We at the league appreciate what you do for us here at the Ball Night.
Giving us
podcast.
Something to do on thank Tuesdays.
You. Well, it's been my pleasure. I would like to send out one little thank you. I concur with everything that you've said, but one personal shout out to Phil from Wildman Vintage at the championship game on Sunday. He gave me a lighter, a Zippo with my name on it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Which he just happened to have. Like, I guess he used to collect them in high school, and he had one that actually had Gavin.
And spelled
on
correctly,
it.
Gavon.
No, it's not. Oh. That's too much to ask. However, the gesture was immaculately sweet, and I appreciate
there,
it.
There you go.
And with that very syrupy note, I'd like to thank everybody who's joined us in this hallowed podcast studio over the past season. Again, Jason Cougar Huang, Aaron Airbear Adams, let's try these out. Paul Princess Peach. I love Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you
and
go.
We got Court, we have several for you. Night Court Rolfingsmeyer, Kangaroo Court Rolfingsmeyer. There, that's an animal.
That's true, yeah. That's true.
And Aaron's was Balls in Your Court.
I also said Bat.
Supreme Court.
Supreme Court's good.
Wow, my.
Court of Public Opinion, Rolfingsmeyer.
That beats my one being that beats mine being Badger. Right. Yeah, Rolfingsmeyer. Beats mine of Badger, so whatever. Oh, was it? Oh, you missed
it. Well, we have a message beamed in from HQ.
Being there, so.
It'll take a minute.
No, so. Yeah.
Sorry, we're still on a 56K dial-up modem.
No? I don't miss it. I hate to.
Buffering.
It's still
buffering.
I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing there. You can do it. So, but again, real quick, congratulations for Peter Pitt, those who won. You know, Tyler and Paul and Cord and Kenny and Andy and Crystal.
Steve, Jackie, Big Dog.
Big Dog, Steve, that's Steve.
Harder,
yeah.
Bree.
Bree's one.
And sorry, Bree, for throwing that ball at you again.
Oh, that was funny. Darren as well. Other
Darren
ones. Darren. What else? Other females there.
Oh, Nick, too.
Nick as well, so. Oh, well. What's it?
Say goodbye, Cougar.
Goodbye, Cougar.
That's perfect. Goodbye, everybody.